Thank you for calling Lock Jewelers. We're located in Monticello, Minnesota, just off of Highway 25 at the corner of Cedar Street and Chelsea Street. Please press 1 for the next available team member to assist.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Lock Jewelers. It's Jessica. How may I help you?
Hello, Jessica. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I saw it. I figured it was you.
Yeah. Not many vendors call and sing to you, do they?
No, not usually. I think you're the only one.
Probably the only one that calls and speaks English, really. Like, one of maybe three.
Yeah, a lot of them have very broken English, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I know we get them that call here, and, like, they're rude.
Mm-hmm.
So rude. I'm like...
Yeah, they are. It's like, I can't help you. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
Oh, yeah. We, like, during Christmas, we mm-hmm. would get in, like, almost arguments with vendors calling us. Like, they would say, your payment is due, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, we're the sales department. We have nothing to do with payments. Like, we have to direct
yeah.
to this person. And they would get all out rude with us, like, argue with us. And we're like, I can't help you. Like what do you want,
what
me,
do you
to
want me to do?
Right. What do you want me to do? Like, I've hung up on them before because they, like, would not stop. And, like, yell at me. I have nothing
for
to do with
that. Something you have no control over.
Right. It's in the mail. What do you want me to do? Like, I have no control. Jeez.
I had one couple weeks ago that it was weird as hell because it wasn't even a vendor. It was, like, a POS, like, company.
Oh.
And they called, and Donna answered, and she deals with all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they asked for me, and she's like, would they be calling? I'm like, I have no clue who they are. I got nothing. So she told them to email everything and that she's the one that deals with that.
Yeah.
And she asked if they are RJO, and he couldn't answer the question. Then the next day, he called back asking for me, and I answered the phone. So I got super snippy with him.
Good. Good. Like, you told him who's the correct person that handles that. You're
yeah, and why, like, why would they be calling for me? Unless they called one other time and I was the one that answered and they just wrote down my name or something.
That could probably be. So they're just trying to build, like, a familiar maybe. Oh, if they get, like, my name or if I get their name
mm-hmm.
or use their name type of shit, you know. Excuse my French, but, yeah.
No, you're good.
You're in the military. You know how it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's nothing compared to what I spend my life listening to.
All right. Oh, my gosh. You said your dad was stationed over in Germany? Is that, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Is Germany colder than Minnesota?
Oh, gosh, no.
No?
So growing up there, our winters were similar to here, but not as much snow and not as cold. But now it's starting to get cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Crazy. I can't remember who. Oh, I was talking to somebody I was talking to Anissa over at Mueller Jewelers. And
okay.
I was telling her about how they have, when it gets so cold in Florida, they have, like, the warnings of the geckos dropping.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what? What are you talking about? So I had to explain it to her. She's like, I've never heard of that. I'm like, seriously? She's like, yeah, I've never heard of it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a real thing. Look it up.
All right. I'm supposed to tell you via Matthew that the diamond cert came.
Awesome.
So guest picked up the ring last night and loved it.
Awesome. So we have gem print, which is like an identifying light performance analysis of
yeah.
that diamond. So if you want to register that diamond to that customer via GemPrint,
okay.
you go onto our website and there's a GemPrint link. You click that. You register to become a GemPrint agent, which you only have to do it once. If you do it through our website, it's free. So then
okay.
you would just take that P number, put it in, put the P number in, put the customer's information, and then they would get emailed the light performance analysis and Gemprint information. So it's like another added benefit,
another
like security feature. So,
yeah.
So let's say they go to ABC Jewelers in Florida because they are on vacation, and they have them clean their jewelry or leave it for a day or two to get it sized, polished, whatever. They pick up the ring and they think that the jeweler switched their diamond. They would come, the customer would come to you. You would send me back the diamond, and we would put it on our Gemprint ID machine. It would scan the diamond and do a visual reading of it to verify if it's that diamond or if it's not their diamond.
Or if it's not, yeah.
Right.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it's nice because it registers that diamond to that customer saying, okay, this is their diamond. And also it saves them up to 10% on insurance.
Okay.
So, yeah, we
I'll
have that
Matthew
with,
you know.
Yeah, we have all of that with all of our diamonds. So it comes in handy, you know, especially for insurance purposes.
Yep.
And, you know, it's another safety added feature because you can rub a laser inscription off a girdle. Like a
oh, yeah.
You know, so customers don't realize that. But anyway, what's been going on with you? Any more issues with that annoying rubber?
No, but it's been one thing after freaking another. I fell on the ice and fractured my hip. So
what?
I've been in complete and utter pain for the last couple of weeks.
Holy crap, you're young.
Yeah, well, I have to have my hip replaced. I already knew that anyway, so I'm doing that in April.
Oh, my God.
And then, so it was like, all right, now I have to do it sooner because I was going to do it this summer, but now I have to do it sooner. But I'm like, all right. Then the last couple days, my freaking septic was backing up into my house, so I had a plumber come out. He got whatever clog was out, and then we were able to shower and use the bathroom, came home the next night, that evening, and it was backing up again, so I had to have, like, a drain person come out and found out there's roots in there that are causing a backup because things is getting stuck.
From a tree, right?
From whatever. There's a tree near it, but not on it, so...
Wow.
So I had to have that, and then this when it, the ground thaws, I'm going to have to... dig it out and replace that section of pipe.
So you have to deal with it until the ground unfreezes.
No, he got all the roots out of there. It cost me $1,600 for him to clear the roots out, but they're going to continue to grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What in the world? Oh, my gosh. So,
yeah, joys of living out in the country.
That is a very valid point. Yeah, I know. I mean, you got your perks. You know, you don't have noise. You don't have, like, constant traffic going by your house. It's not, like, always noisy. You don't always hear sirens.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's a trade-off for everything, right?
Exactly. Take the good with the bad, I guess.
So
but
how hard...
after having cleaning all that shit, literally, like, shit and stuff up.
Oh, God, that smell. Ugh.
Two times... like, with my hip being fractured, I was doing better, but then I woke up this morning, I text Andrea and Matthew, I'm like, I'm hurting bad. I'll come in, but I'm coming in late.
Yeah. Are you taking anything, like, or just, like, ibuprofen?
Yeah,
I'm
allergic to most high-powered, like, pain relievers, except for morphine. So I can take morphine at night, which helps me, then I can get to sleep and not hurt as bad. The only problem with the morphine is it gets me so loopy, I can't remember what I'm talking about when I'm talking to someone.
That's not good. Holy
so
crap.
So I'm like, my husband and I try to have a conversation, and I'm completely out in left field half of the time, and he's drunk. So it's probably pretty freaking amusing.
Can you imagine... honey, what'd you say to me last night? I don't freaking know.
I told him, I was like, I'm about to put my phone on record and just listen to our conversation because I can't remember anything that was said.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's crazy. How long? Oh, gosh. That doesn't, like, so how hard did you fall and what did you fall?
I actually didn't fall that hard. That's the thing. That's why I didn't. I thought I twisted something because it hurt like hell the next day. And so I went in and just had them do a cortisone shot because that usually helps with the pain for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't even touch the pain. So then I had to go back in and see my regular doctor and did an x-ray, and they found a hairline fracture. And so they're like, we're going to have to up your surgery because this may not heal.
Oh, my gosh. Is it on your right or your left side?
It's my left hip.
So...
And it's a partial replacement, so it's not a full replacement. The scar is not going to be very big, and from my understanding, I'll be able to walk within the day.
What? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So what is it, titanium that they do?
I have absolutely no clue.
Probably.
I give up on trying to freaking, I joked with my parents. I was like, by the time I hit 50, I'm going to be all new parts.
Why, what else do you have in you that's not a
bone?
Both
my knees done.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Well, that's why my hip needed to be done, because I waited so long on my knees, because I was 30 when they told me my knees needed to be done. I waited till I was 38. I was bone to bone, so my hips got screwed up because I was walking funny because my knees
Ouch.
Hurt.
You know,
my right hip is not nearly as bad as my left, though.
You know, us Midwesterners, we sure are tough. Like, we don't go to the doctor for shit, do we?
No. I go to the doctor when I'm told I have to go to the doctor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't. Well, you know what? So I'm very, like, scientific type weird like that. I like
mm-hmm.
watching surgeries on YouTube. Like, you can go on YouTube TV and watch, like, hip replacement surgeries or partial. Yeah. Yeah. It's actually pretty interesting. Like, they take you inside an operating room. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. You know how many surgeries I've watched?
That's like me and, like, the pimple popping. Like, Logan, my son's like, that's so gross. I was like, it's so satisfying, though.
Like, I try, like, I could, like, so my neighbor watches that show, and I was over at her house one day, and she's like, you got to watch this. So I'm watching, but it was like a big fist almost on the back
mm-hmm.
of this person's neck. And
yep.
like they literally have to lacerate, and I'm like, oh my, like I couldn't do that. Like, I don't know, just something about that, but. In college, us girls used to do that. If one of us had a pimple on our back, we'd pop it for the
mm-hmm.
other person. So, it's like...
I do it for my husband all the time because he has back knee, especially in the winter when his skin gets super dry.
Mm.
I'm like, just let me pop it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. There's something about it inflicting pain. No, I'm just kidding.
That might be part of it. No, I don't know.
At least we know we have strong stomachs, right? Most people be gagging.
Right.
Oh, they'd be like, I can't do it. Like, my dog got sick last night and threw up, and my son almost gagged. He's like, bleh. I'm like, listen, I used to clean up your puke in the middle of the night, so this is
mm-hmm.
nothing, you know? Oh, my gosh, funny. Anyway, well, so how soon in April? That'll be here before you know it.
April 17th, so I have the surgeries on a Friday, and then I have off Saturday and Sunday and Monday, so I should be good to go. I might need to use a cane for a little while, but I should be good to go to come back to work on Tuesday, I hope.
It's a weapon. Just use it as a weapon if need be, you know? Somebody pisses you off. Whack!
Matthew's like, you need a week off. I was like, I'm telling you I don't need a week off. I only took a week off when I had both my knees done.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have them done at the same time or one and
yep.
one?
Nope, at the same time.
Yeah, see, you're a tough bird. Holy cow. Wow. Good
I've
for
got
you.
An extremely high pain tolerance.
Yeah, I can tell. It must be like, must be that military backing. That's what it is.
I've met some major pussies in the military, too, so I don't
think
it's military.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did, because you were in the Army, you said?
Yep.
You were probably tougher than some of the dudes.
Oh, yeah, I know I was.
Unbelievable. Crazy. Yeah, I know some guys are real pussies, you're right. All right. Anyway, I got a couple calls I got to make, but anyway,
all
hopefully
right.
more diamonds come your way, and
cross our fingers.
Yeah, just I'm glad that customer loved the diamond. It looks probably way better when they're set. But if there's anything needed, free FedEx overnight shipping, and then just let know about Matthew.
The gem printing, right?
Yep, gem print. It's on our website. I don't know who all has access to my website, but it's actually pretty cool. So, all right, very good. Take care. Have a good day.
Yep. You too. Bye, Adrian. Bye.